Hello, Audio Booland. Just a quick boo for me on Saturday the 17th of January 2015 at, I know what, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is it? Hang on, let me see. 3:15. How late it is. I just want to have a little rant about basic respect. I know I'm probably preaching to the converted here, but it bloody annoys me, the lack of respect that Nama gets in her family in particular. Now, as anyone who knows Nama has been in touch with her for the past few days, which may not be that many of you because of what I'm about to say, she's actually got some kind of cold flu thing or whatever and hasn't really been able to talk very much for the last couple of days. She's basically got no voice. It's basically the third day of this today. Which, of course, is a source of great frustration, and it's also, with all the coughing and everything that she's been doing, her sleep has been very erratic and not very deep, and she's been having to do a lot of sleep sitting up because she can't, you know, she keeps waking up coughing and stuff if she lies down. And so she's frustrated by not being able to speak properly, and also has, you know, is sleep-deprived to some degree because of not being able to get proper quality sleep in the quantities that she's supposed to get it. So, putting all that in context, she and her mum, who's on holiday in Uruguay at the moment, have been exchanging emails, and she specifically told her mum not to call anyone about, i.e. anyone in the family, about her condition. If she needed to do anything, we would sort it out, and not to get involved. So, of course, Nama's mum, being her mum, did get involved. First example of lack of respect. She contacted her brother, Nama's uncle, and his wife, and who are in the process of moving house, mind you. So they've got enough to be getting on with right now without having to worry about other stuff that they don't need to worry about anyway. Anyway, so the first thing we know about this is that we get a phone call about an hour ago from Nama's uncle's wife, aunt by marriage, you know, basically saying that she's at the pharmacy to get Nama some cough syrup. Now, Nama, who, of course, can barely talk, you know, can barely vocalise and finds it extremely difficult to talk, tried her best to tell her that she didn't want anything or whatever and not to worry about it. But her aunt wouldn't take no for an answer either, because she was already there and she may as, you know, well do it, and in the middle of organising some kind of tow truck because their vehicle doesn't start and everything. So they've got more than enough to worry about right now, but Nama couldn't get across the point that she shouldn't worry about this. And so anyway, she got off the phone with her, and so she asked me if I could call her back and tell her not to worry. But by the time I was able to get through to her, because I rang once and it rang out, by the time I got through to her, she'd already bought it. And so there really was kind of limited point. And so now, I got annoyed because two people have not respected Nama's wishes to not have them do anything. And now we've both got to wait around all afternoon for Lord knows when for them to bring this thing over. I mean, if they can't start their vehicle and needs to be towed or something, Lord knows how long it's going to be before they actually come to deliver the thing. And it's just, and this is on top of the stress that Nama's already experienced with not being able to talk and not being able to sleep properly. And I feel very frustrated because there's very little that I can do, and I'm mad at Nama's mum in particular for getting involved when she shouldn't have done. And I'm also a bit annoyed at her aunt for not taking no for an answer. Hey, doggy. What, Rosie? There's a little doggy walking here now. Rosie wants to say hello. I don't think she did, though. I don't think she got to her. Oh, well. Anyway, I know it's not that important a thing, but it's a principle that bothers me, and this is not the first time, and it won't be the bloody last either, and it just shits me. Anyway. Venting my frustration. I think Nama's talking to someone. I suppose I better go back in and find out what's going on. Anyway, it's enough for me. Talk to you all again soon. Bye. Oh, I owe you all a job update, which I will do at some point, but not right now. Bye.